Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today. From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Cuoco. And I feel suspicious about being Conan O'Brien's friend.
Suspicious, Mark.
Well, you know, I've been here before. You asked me back a second time, so I'm thinking maybe the first time didn't go so well.
This is a sting operation.
This is what I'm wondering.
You have not paid your taxes in 4 years.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Gonna be friends.
Hey there. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And what are you laughing about?
Well, you know, often when you come right in with a, hey there, Sona and I just exchange a look like, is he going to make it through? How's this going to go?
Yeah. It's tenuous at best. That makes me self-conscious.
Well, that's even
and
better.
And then I can't,
that's good.
I can't roll through, you
oh,
know?
Oh, no. Now we won't look at each other.
Well, I might want to put up some kind of curtain or something for the open, and then it slowly rises so that you can see each other once I've gotten through the open. But it is distracting.
Okay, sorry.
And we need to run this like a professional organization.
Okay, take it again. We won't do anything.
No. I just want to tell you that, hey there. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. I do need a friend. Always in need of a friend. You can't have too many friends. Actually, not true. You can have too many friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who?
If you had like, don't you find that sometimes? Like you get to a certain stage of life and someone is kind of interested maybe in being your friend and you think, I'm all set.
It's true.
I'm set until the grave.
Or unless some of them dies. The older you get, the smaller your circle needs to be.
I have told people, I like you. You seem like a nice person. I would be your friend, but I need for one of my friends to die.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
No, but I didn't say you'd ever be a friend.
No.
That was just, I say that was the acquaintance list. Mm. You could be an acquaintance of mine if an acquaintance dies. But Sona, right? Do you agree with what I'm saying? You don't have room. You have twins. You have Tack, your husband, Tack Texesian.
Okay.
You don't have.
That's his name. Okay, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, no, not whatever. That's just not his name. You can't just say whatever.
Do you know, for years I thought that was his name?
Yeah. I know. I think there's people who probably think.
Is it Tack Texasorian?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm honestly asking you what his last name is.
You know what his last name is.
I don't know his last
name.
It's
Broyan. You, God. Oh, man.
Okay, well, anyway.
Let's go back to the friend thing.
Okay, what I'm saying is you have a full plate.
I have a lot
of friends. You've got two children.
Yeah.
You've got Tack, last name, whatever he wants to say it is.
Okay.
You've got, I know your friends, Piss, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Christina, who I've called Piss. Veronica, Angie,
you've got
Erica,
a bunch of friends,
Megan,
right.
Lindsay.
Right, you have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So if another person came along at this point and said, hey, I want to be your friend and have some time with you, would you tell them, I'm full up?
No, I wouldn't. And you know what? I actually made a friend recently. And we went to the Huntington Library together. And we had a really lovely day and we had lunch and it was really nice.
Is this an affair or a friend?
No, she's my friend. She's my friend now. We'll like text everyone.
But how did
a
you
while.
Meet?
She's Armenian. She's a comedian. Her name's Mary, and okay. she's really funny. And you know, we just ran into each other at a lot of different events, and she's cool. I like her.
Do your current friends resent at all that you've taken on a new friend?
No.
Okay.
No, but
friends
it is,
don't think like that.
No, that's not how friends work. They don't get mad that you have more friends. What kind of friends do you have?
The people that really like keep track of this stuff.
Okay,
really
yeah.
keep track
those
of
those are friends.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have.
Mm, I'm sorry.
But no,
like they
I
don't want to share you.
No, I don't. You understand what I'm saying, don't you, Matt? That at a certain point, you're set. You've got your friends.
In a
you've
sense,
got your,
I do.
Yeah, you've yeah. got your friends.
No,
that you like.
I don't
well,
understand
well,
this
I agree.
At all.
I'm saying I'm open to more friends, but you got to be a banger. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You really got a real corker. Like, right. you got to come in dancing.
Right.
You
got to have real good Spiro Agnew memorabilia.
Exactly.
You have to have a lute that's in tune. You need to have your shit together. And that's how I feel, which is you can come to me. You can ask me if you want to be my friend, but you got to bring something to the table.
Well,
because at this point, you know my friends. I've got a big posse.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a big, I roll deep
yeah.
with a lot of friends.
Yeah.
3 to 4 people.
Why are we doing this podcast? It's called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Yes, but what isn't, what I think what should be implied is let's see if you make it.
Oh,
what do you think
okay.
the like series finale of this podcast is? Is there a friend for you? Do you bring one of these people in and finally announce, I've had you in a number of times, you're the one, you're the friend.
Oh, so we should make it like The Bachelor.
Kind of.
Like I should hand a rose when this thing finally comes to the end, which I hope isn't for a long, long time, months from now. I think I should hand a rose.
Or a yeah. plate of corned beef.
Are you going to have an overnight and then like go to their hometown and meet their families and stuff too?
I've never watched these shows. Is that what happens?
That's yeah. what happens.
When you say there's an overnight, do they have sex?
I mean, that's implied. That's
they have
implied.
Sex on television?
The cameras
no,
aren't on.
No, the cameras aren't on, but it's implied. And there's like rose petals on the bed and then they're like, you know, they start making out. And
is
then
that sexy to have rose petals on the bed?
I mean, I personally
it's supposed
would
to be rose
like
petals,
it.
Right?
What do you put on it?
I fucked up.
Like succulents? Like cactus?
Yeah. For Eliza once, I was trying to be romantic and I went and there was just a shrub. There was a shrub that I saw
just
near
like
the high.
Like a ficus?
It was like a ficus and I just pulled it out. And I remember when I pulled it out and then my hands broke out in these big sores. But then I just threw it all over the bed and she said, how is this sexy? And I said, come on! This is what people do. It's a fucking shrub.
What dirt do you have on this woman that you got her to marry you?
I don't know. Yeah. I definitely married up.
Did
I
it have the roots and like the
there
dirt?
There was soil all over the bed.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on. That's
soil.
Not sexy.
And also a traffic sign that was nearby. It said deer crossing and it was rusty and that came out too.
Oh, no.
And so that was just up near the pillow. Yeah. And then the deer didn't, no one was slowing down for the deer. The deer were like, this should be okay. There's a sign. Whoop! Antler jelly all over the place. I love deer going, it should be fine. There's a sign. And then the other deer's like, should we check that it's still there? And the first deer is like, who would move a deer crossing sign? There's only shrubbery here. There aren't roses. Here I go with no peripheral vision. Whomp! Get your deer jelly, antler jelly, nose jelly, hoof jelly. We've got it all.
Oh, man. Come on. Don't kill the deer.
Yeah.
That's right, not sorry. Sexy. Don't do the shrubs.
All right. Or well,
the
now you
signs.
Tell me.
Sorry.
Now you tell me. This was after we had already had 2 children. Nonsense. Fortunately, my 2 kids had already come along when I tried the shrub. Hey, threw a shrub on the bed. Let's do it. Well, there's no transition here. There never is.
No.
My guest today starred on the hit CBS series, The Big Bang Theory, and the Max series, The Flight Attendant. Now you can see her in the new Prime Video movie, Role Play. Very excited to talk to her. I really love talking to this woman. She's lovely. Kaylee Cuoco, welcome. There was a little bit of, I guess, a kerfuffle when you pulled in
No,
and
let me
I don't
just
know
tell
what
you what I had to deal with.
Just tell me if I
pulled
can fire.
Into your
All I
want to
do is fire people.
I know, and I want to watch you fire people. So this is last time I came. This was not here. I was at a you
this
were at a different place.
This is our facility that we've had for about 2 years
it's amazing.
Now. Yeah, and you came. I think you were the first person that came during
Height of COVID.
The height of COVID. You
in
came
person.
In person, coughing on everyone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't think COVID was real, so I was like, here I am. I came in, didn't care.
That was a different place because this place wasn't done yet. But this is my James Bond evil lair. Yeah.
No, it's definitely evil. Well, I drove in and, you know, they say they're like, drive in and they're going to have a parking spot for you. Now, I drive a huge car, like an obnoxious car. And so they go, oh, you just pull your car right behind Conan's right there. That shiny blue, gorgeous Tesla. And it's like 4 inches to get by your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't hit Conan's car. I couldn't park there. Mm-hmm. So I left the facility and I parked myself in a parking garage Larchmont.
This is
so if you're going to validate this for me, I'm going to owe a lot of money when I leave because of this bullshit parking situation.
I'm going to be honest with you. We're in a wonderful facility. Beautiful facility, as you will attest. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And we do editing here for this TV show I'm doing for HBO Max. And we can do podcasts here. We make our own honey and we make ale here. We run medieval fairs
That's
out of this place.
Amazing. Yeah.
So there's
a birthing center.
There's a birthing center. Yeah.
I wish I would have known
that. And I'm a doula. Yeah.
Wow.
And well, I mean, I say I am. I don't really know what's
You'd
going on.
You're the worst doula.
I'm the worst doula. I'm like, what's happening? This is disgusting.
Vomiting everywhere.
Who said there'd be fluids?
He doesn't want to look at the vagina.
Oh, no. Don't even talk about it. When's the stork coming? Now, I was told there was a stork.
You'd be the best doula. We'd be laughing so hard.
But no, we have this great facility. And yes, you can chime in because Adam Sachs is here. And he's one of the fellow masterminds of this whole thing. But there's not a lot of parking.
No.
There really isn't. I mean, sometimes there's no parking for me. And you'd think I would have parking. What's going on? Now, you have a nice, comfortable space, don't you?
I get here first.
You get here first.
That's what's an incentive to get here really early so that I get a spot. And
You
know. And if you're a guest,
and Andy Rector's here, he's got a spot.
Yeah.
And so I pulled in, and first of all, I was hoping that you would hit me because
that would be great.
Well, you've got that big bang money, you know. I mean, you're a big success, and I would quickly run out and pretend that I was in the car.
Oh yes,
and be like, my neck. Cuoco!
Cuoco! See, I knew that. That's why I parked in a parking structure on Larchmont.
You say you drive a big car. Is it like two Hummers strapped together side by side?
I actually drive an 18-wheeler.
Nice! Yeah. Very nice.
I got my license for that recently, and I enjoy driving it around town. People love it. No, but I really didn't want to hit your car. And so
it's fine.
Well,
I'm not
what's
I'm really,
done is done.
I'm not into my possessions.
Well,
I'm not a very materialistic person, said the guy with the blue Tesla.
Yeah. And it's very shiny and very clean, but it looked like it was like lights were like streaming down. It was like,
we have it lit.
You have it lit.
Yeah.
That's what it's
like. We have it lit from all different angles. There's better lighting on my car in the non-parking space that I don't have than there is in this studio right now.
I could not wait to come back today because I remember last time I was here, I think I spent 2 straight hours laughing. I don't even think I talked.
Well,
you
were
just
on
made
something.
Me laugh.
You were on something.
It was COVID.
I wasn't even there. I remember I got there a little late and they said, Kaylee's been here for an hour and she's in the studio alone laughing.
She's just laughing.
So it wasn't me.
Yeah, that's true.
So much has happened in your life. You have a 10-month-old child.
Today. I had a baby 10 months ago.
How's everything going?
Oh my God. Sona, how old are yours?
They're 2.5.
Oh my God. You had two at the same time?
I did.
Why did you do that?
I honestly don't know.
It's crazy.
It is really crazy. It's a lot.
How
and they're
are
boys.
You? And you look so rested.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
I think it's just a lot of makeup because I'm not rested.
You
I mean,
look amazing.
Matt's got a two,
oh,
two
yeah,
and a half
a
year old too.
Too.
Yeah, 2 and 3 months.
Oh
yeah.
My,
yeah.
We were just talking about not getting any sleep.
She's
oh my
in the
God,
Navy
that's
now.
Right. She's
She's actually a SEAL, a Navy SEAL. Yeah, she's
that's
badass.
That's amazing. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of just, I'm thinking of, because my kids are.
How many months are your kids?
My daughter's 51. My son is 49.
700 months.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if he still did months.
Months is so
Congratulations,
stupid, by the way.
You're 950 months old.
I hate hearing myself say 10 months. It really annoys
me. Before one,
it's
it makes
a lot.
Sense.
You don't have
it's
a choice.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's like almost one.
Right.
The months conversation.
It is. This is the thing is I'm pulled back into it all because I remember viscerally what it was like when our children were, you know, 10 months old. Then it's funny, it starts to drift away and go away. I think this is very, very sexist, but if you're the guy, I kind of start to forget. And I'll say to my wife, isn't it funny? She was like, I don't forget any of it. What do you mean you forget? Of course you forget. You ran off and did a talk show every day, asshole.
She hasn't seen you
sit. Yeah, exactly. And I'd say, oh, I had a kind of a rough time today with
George Clooney.
Yeah, exactly. He kept talking about a prank, and I couldn't get him to come to the point. And then I had this veal that wasn't quite to my liking at a restaurant, and then made my way home after a few Cosmos. How's the baby? Do you even know its name? Not really. But anyway, so it's, yes, she does not forget.
No, we don't.
You will
forget.
Not forget any of it.
You know what I hate, though? And you can tell me if you hate this, too. What I hate is how everyone now is like, hey, mama. What is that? I'm just like,
right.
I had a call on the way here, and she was like, how's mom life? And I'm like, this is the same 10 and a half months ago. Like, it's the same. Like, I get like this visceral, angry reaction. Like, hey, mama, you're looking so good. And I'm like, well, what did I look like before?
Who's
so
saying this to you? So you're at a 7-Eleven just trying to get some Slim Jims.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, mama.
Yes. It's they know you have a baby and all of a sudden you're mama.
Yes.
And you look good.
Yes.
But it's like a difference than just looking normal good.
Yeah. They expect you to look
haggard. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you're alive and walking. Yeah. You're living today? Yeah. You're out in the world? No one can believe it. And I'm like,
your eyes are still in their sockets.
Yes. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I had to tell this last job that I did, because they were all calling me mama, I actually had to tell my assistant to tell everyone. And I'm good. But everyone was calling me mama so often, and I was really hiding. And I was like, I'm not going to like let them call you that. Like, don't get mad.
Sure.
I started to really resent everybody. And I had my assistant call a meeting and tell everyone to stop calling me mama. And they did.
Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Cuoco law.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore.
I think that's fine.
But yes, I do too.
Yeah.
I swear this is a true story. I can't.
Do you have, what about this? This is something I'm curious about. When you were pregnant, did you ever have men put their hand on your belly who, without your permission? Because I saw that happen once or twice.
It's weird, right?
It was me the one that was doing it.
Yeah.
I was on the subway. I didn't think they'd catch me. I saw one or two times I saw someone reach over and put their hand on my wife's belly.
It's weird.
But it was people we kind of, we knew them, but I always thought like, wow, that is a move. I would never.
I know.
I am so phobic about the touching.
Yeah, I just do that to non-pregnant women.
Yeah, that's
someday there'll be a baby in here.
Weird.
What
that's,
an awful move.
That's weird.
Let me feel where the baby will one day be.
Oh, it's so gross.
That is the creepiest.
Matt.
Now I keep thinking about that and wondering why I didn't think of it.
Yeah, I know.
Hey there. Let's just feel where that someday a baby might live in this apartment.
I'm throwing up. Oh my God.
It.
What?
It's the rubbing it too that makes it worse.
Future nursery.
Come on.
I wish you could see everyone's hands the way they're moving right now.
Well, anyway, it's like we've done it before.
No, I know.
I just didn't think of it.
I was never there. I'm like, I wasn't that way either, even with other pregnant friends. Like, I'm not a stomach toucher. I'm not a, I would literally walk around forgetting I was pregnant. Like, I just wasn't that pregnant girl. That like, I wasn't like Mrs. I just wanted it to be done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
This comes to mind because of the movie you just did, which I watched and I really loved.
Oh, thank you.
Where your role play, where you're doing all these amazing badass stunts, basically playing a mom who's also an assassin, and it's really physical, and you're really good at it.
Thank you.
And I'm like, this is major, this is some Keanu Reeves moves in here. And I was thinking, what was the timeline? Was this after you
Landed in Germany. I shot it in Germany. It landed in Germany. And then we found it a week later. I was pregnant. And I went in for my first day of stunt training. I was pregnant.
That's insane.
I know.
That's
so
crazy.
I was pregnant that whole time. It was wild. Also, we shot in Berlin in the summer. It was like 1,000 degrees. And all I wanted was Taco Bell. And they don't have Taco Bell in all of Germany. I looked. I searched. It's all I wanted. But also, I didn't tell anyone I was pregnant. So all they kept thinking was, this girl keeps asking for Taco Bell.
And won't let us call her mama.
Very sweaty. Yeah, and won't let us call her mama. And her stunt double seems to be interfering with a lot. Keeps saying, like, I'll do that. I'll do that. Because I told her.
Oh, you told your stunt double. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Told my stunt double. I was doing
a
lot of shit.
I watched the movie, and you were doing a lot.
Yeah, I did
a
lot of it.
And there's no way that's like, nope, they did not CGI your head onto that person's body.
No.
You're doing a lot of these stunts.
I did.
And you're pregnant while you're doing it, obviously early on, but still, that's got to be in your head a little bit.
It
or
was
no?
More, it wasn't the physicality. I was sick the whole time, so I was just so I wanted to die the entire time. I just was sick. I was just nauseous. So the physical stuff, I actually felt better because I was like moving around. But when I would just have to sit there and like say dialogue, I just was like seeing white. But yeah, it was a wild experience. I wouldn't recommend it.
When
I was like, oops.
What if your baby now just has that, you know, just because she was in utero. What if she can?
She's in stunt classes now, doing sword fighting. I mean, I told you she's 10 months today.
Yeah, that's
sword
the time.
Yeah, this is the time to get her going in that. So sword fighting and, you know, all those sorts
that's
of things.
That's funny that you wanted Taco Bell. My wife was vegetarian when I met her. And so then we get married. She finds out she's pregnant. Okay, everything's moving along fine. We go out to this place in New York. I order a burger because I'm Irish Catholic, and for me, that's a well-rounded, healthy meal.
Absolutely.
And so I get my burger, and she gets her salad, and I'll never forget, Liza said, can I just have one bite of your burger? And she had never been interested at all in any of the giant Flintstone steaks I was eating or anything. And she said, can I just have one bite of your burger? And I went, okay. And I held it over the table and she took a bite and then didn't let go.
Oh my God.
And then I swear to God, her jaw detached.
Yes.
Like a snake. And she pushed it and my fist into her mouth and inhaled it. And bye-bye, no more vegetarian. Like, because it was no longer her in charge.
Yep.
It was our daughter inside saying, it's burger time, and pulling a lever.
Yes. Does she still eat meat?
Yes.
So it's so crazy. So I also was a vegetarian. I hadn't eaten meat in like probably 7 or 8 years. And my fiance, my partner's big meat eater too. And this exact story happened to us.
Oh, really?
Steak,
okay.
And I was like, I want that. It was the same thing. And I said, I have to have that. He's like, you have it. And I ate the whole steak. And I now... like only eat steak.
Your cholesterol is 7,000.
I'm dying, but this is my last.
You've had six heart attacks since you came in here.
I have no, but it's crazy. And I now I eat meat, which is nuts. And I didn't for years. But it was the second that I was got pregnant.
Yeah, and it's funny because at the time I asked my dad, who's a doctor, and I said to him, "Isn't that something?" And he went, "Ah. The passenger is now in charge."
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And he had this little smile yes, the passenger. I'm like, what are you suddenly talking in this weird code? You know, you've been to medical school. You can say the child in utero wants protein. No, the passenger has taken control of the vessel. What? Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. So are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. It's funny. I think I have almost like the grandpa syndrome because I'm so hungry for videos of children. I'm constantly pestering.
I pester
Sona all the time, and she'll send me some that are really funny of her kids, basically with hammers smashing their house and
just going crazy.
And what's the funniest thing is Sona's shooting it and laughing.
I bet.
She's always like, gonna smash that, huh? Gonna smash that thing that great grandpa left for us
go.
In his will.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Just you're just
it's really
laughing.
Funny. It's but really funny.
I beg
they
her for
are.
These things and then I'm like, more.
I know.
And suddenly I'm realizing I'm just in that phase where I can't, I love it.
That
love
kid
it.
Thing is so fun. I'm sure you guys see, like, we'll have her all day. And then I'm like, oh, finally. And we put her to bed. I'm like, oh. And then I'm sitting there watching videos that I took of her all day. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Go live, lady.
I do that about my shows from the late 90s.
You do?
Oh, no.
I tossed that up for you.
Yeah, no. I watched them.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh my God, look at him. Oh, look at him. He's still in his 40s.
Look how he eats with his hand.
Yeah, look how.
So cute.
You can tell he's shitting himself. Yeah. Oh. And then I send them to people. You got to check this out.
Yes.
This is me with Christine Baranski.
Yes.
Check it out. 2002. Wait, why am I looking at this?
Oh my God.
Aren't I adorable? No.
Oh my God.
You seem weird.
My face hurts.
But I would, you can't take, that's the only thing I tell parents is you cannot take enough video.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
you
my
just
God.
Have to have cameras rolling all the time.
Constantly.
Because it doesn't, yeah.
Just constant funny stuff. Yeah. It's ridiculous. She's going, pointing right now and going, uh-oh, everything's uh-oh.
Oh.
Which we find, but it's so funny, like, I want to send videos to everyone. I'm like, why? There, no one's going to think this is cute but me. Because I remember when my friends would send me, I'm like, oh, great, she's saying uh-oh. Now I'm like, look, our child's saying uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, everything's so exciting.
Just means your baby's neurotic.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You know,
later at 45. Uh-oh.
Well, she would be if she got swords coming at her face in her classes.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. Yes. She is totally immersed.
Doing stunt work. You know.
Now, what are you going to, what's your feeling going to be down the road? Because it's so interesting. It's like you got started so young doing what you're doing. And then you think about your daughter coming to you and saying, I want to do that. And your attitude might be very different. Like, listen, I survived that, but I don't want that for you.
I had such a good experience growing up as an actor. I had like the best parents. And I mean, Tom and I were actors. I'm like, she's probably going to be something like that. Or maybe the, and she's very, you know, she's loves to show off and be on the video, loves to stare at herself. I mean, she's our child for sure. Loves watching her own videos, loves to catch herself in the mirror and like keeps looking. And we're like, yes, we know. We get it. You know, she's very entertained with the things that she does. But I think she probably will do something like that. But my experience was so great.
You had a good experience.
I really did. And I started so young. And if she wants to, I'm.
What was your first gig, your first paying gig? How old were you?
Oh my gosh. I did so many Barbie commercials when I was like the first Barbie girl.
Really?
So I was probably between 5 and 7 and I did like 10 Barbie commercials. I was talking about this the other day. I think we were talking about it on Kimmel because they wanted to see some of them and I couldn't even find, like they don't even exist anymore. Like
right.
They're that long ago. But those were my first couple things. And then the first, I did a TV miniseries where I played, Felicity Huffman played my mom, Donald Sutherland played my grandpa, and Tim Matheson played my dad, and I was 5. And I remember, the weird part is I remember every moment of it.
Right.
I remember my mom taking me there. I remember my little schooling I had to do. I remember going to set. I remember sitting on Felicity's lap, doing the scene, being told what to say. And like had like the best, I mean, it was just, you know, I loved every second of it. So my experience was very good, but my parents were amazing and they did it right. And I did like a bunch of other things. I wasn't just acting. I think we talked about this last time. I wasn't just acting. I was like, okay, now you have your tennis lesson. Now you're going to go to camp. Now you're going to do this. So there was never like, I didn't get a job. It wasn't like that for me. It wasn't that effective for me.
It's so good. It's fascinating. Like the times I've spoken to Ron Howard and he had such success throughout his whole childhood, but clearly his parents were on the ball.
Yeah.
And same with Shirley Temple, you know, just there's people that whose parents are all over. And then of course there are parents that unknowingly, but they're not well, they're not well people. And we've talked to some, I mean, we were talking to Natasha Lyonne about it and she was saying, it's funny, she wasn't blaming her parents. She was saying they did the best they could, but they weren't well. And she got a tough deal, you know? Yeah. And then just think about all these people whose parents are living through their kids, their own disappointments.
Yeah,
you know?
that's really tough. I just did not have that experience. I was very, very lucky. So, you know, if that's what Matilda wants to do, I can't really tell her not to because I loved my experience so much. I can't be like, don't do that, because I loved it.
Eventually, they have to find their own way.
Yeah.
As long as you control their finances.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah. Isn't that the whole point? If your kids
control their finances?
Sounded very aggressive.
Yeah. It did.
It sounded devious, actually.
Yeah, it did. And evil.
I probably shouldn't have stroked my non-existent goatee when I said it.
There's literally a dollar sign above your head right now. What's going on?
You can see those?
Yes, the ones above your car when I drove in. Yeah.
I must control their finances. We were chatting about you. You were so, like, I remember last time you came and you brought us these mugs. And then,
what I didn't realize
at the time is mugs is like a fixation of yours. You love mugs.
I did bring you guys mugs.
They arrived after.
Oh, you got them. I never knew if they went into the abyss of mail.
No. The mugs are beautiful, but on the outside.
That means we never thanked you. And I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so thank you. Sorry.
Well, the mugs did say drop dead on them.
Yes.
It was just a weird thing. They were beautiful mugs, and it's so beautiful. I still have
mine. Mine said never again.
Yeah. Yours said never again. Yeah. Mine said drop dead. And yours said never have children.
Oh my God, that's
which was,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. You all got the wrong ones.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was supposed
yours
to get never have
no children.
Children.
Yours is drop dead.
Yes. That makes sense.
Doesn't this make sense?
So
sense.
You love mugs, but you need them to have a very hostile message
on it. Yes, because it makes you happy and then immediately steals your joy.
It was sweet because you are among, I think, Randall Park was the only other person to bring something. He brought whiskey. And
we're not putting it out there that people need to bring something.
Yes, we are. Yeah, bring
But
stuff.
These were like wonderful little equestrian mugs with chocolates in them. And it was so kind.
Oh,
we still drink
God,
out of that
remember.
Mug to this day.
So do we. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to know that they made it here.
My mug was sent to the Conan O'Brien Museum in Orlando, Florida.
What else do they have there?
Yeah.
It's your mug.
Oh,
it's, Jesus, there's not much.
No, it's not a lot.
It's a pillow that Al Roker leaned against.
Oh, okay.
1994. Some of my original pomade.
Wow.
It's not a well-visited museum.
No.
Not a lot of people go there.
No.
But also, they do a free lube job there. We get a lot of
whoa,
people.
Whoa,
you mean
what?
A car?
An oil
car
change?
For cars.
Yes,
okay.
Oh, but also lubricating people that want sex.
Oh.
Yes. Wait, what did you mean?
I thought you were talking about an oil change, but you meant, okay, because
no,
you
I
said
meant both.
Lube job.
Yeah,
oh,
both.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're lubricating genitalia.
Well, they do both.
At your museum?
I took a osteomyota can come in. Well, it's just a thing to try and get people to visit the museum.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's in someone's basement.
Wow.
Yeah.
We say it's a museum. Look, it's really more of a trap than a museum.
Okay.
But anyway, that's not important. It's Orlando. Check it out.
Oh, my God.
You're like
honestly, it's
Buffalo
Florida.
Bill.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
The people in Florida know, and they're like, whatever.
It's fine. That makes sense.
They're like, we got so much shit to deal with. Run your little fake museum trap.
Your lube job.
Your lube job museum.
They don't care over there.
Like, we got real problems
they
here.
They don't care over there. I'm so glad you loved your mugs. I love coffee mugs. That's my love language.
You know, what's interesting, whenever I'm anywhere, that's my big weakness is I look in some of these travel shows that I've done over the years, I always want to find, is there a mug here? When I was on the DMZ, the line between North Korea and South Korea, I was like, do you have any mugs? And, I mean, I'm just always looking
with like a line down the middle of it? Like
they have a gift shop. To access the DMZ, you have to drive... And either side of the road is mined. It's filled with landmines. It's crazy. One of the craziest experiences I've ever had. And you drive along, and I went there with Stephen Young.
Yeah.
And we get there, and there is a room that's half in South Korea, half in North Korea.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we shot a little bit there where he did the weather from the window that looks out on South Korea, and I did the one that looks out on North Korea. But then there's a gift shop, and you've never seen a gift shop like the one they have there. All kinds of stuff. And my main obsession was I've got to get a coffee mug.
That's what I do. I get the coffee mugs from wherever we go. I also make a ton. I put pictures on them and give them as gifts. I'm obsessed with that. But I can't sit. So hotels and stuff make me crazy because the mugs are always like small, like cappuccino mugs. Exactly. This is a mug. Good mug.
I love this mug. I don't know. Someone gave me this mug. I wish I could remember, or maybe I found it. I can't remember. But anyway, this is the correct size.
He's holding a well-sized mug in his hand.
Yes. I have large hands. I'm a large man, and I need a big mug.
Yes.
And this is the right size. And I know what you mean. Those little...
What is that? A shot of coffee? So I have to travel with my mugs and I travel with my coffee makers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I have it. I brought
it
here.
So if you have a choice between.
In case you didn't have what
you have
I
a choice
wanted.
Between bringing your daughter or your special mugs.
I'm gonna
you leave your daughter at a motel.
1,000%. I need my mugs because I need my coffee to deal with her.
Are these ceramic mugs? Would these break or are they like
I
travel mugs?
I pack them very nicely or I'll make sure I have one when I arrive. I'm a real diva, you guys, when I travel.
Yeah, you can't call you mama.
No.
Yeah. Hey, mama!
Don't
where's
you
your
dare.
Mug, mama?
Don't you dare!
Will you send someone out for some Taco Bell really quick?
Yes. I know. I had this whole facade of being really easy breezy, but you, not at all.
Do you still you still have the craving for the Taco Bell?
I love Taco Bell.
Sona.
I freaking love
Taco Bell. When Sona was working full-time as my assistant, I remember how often we'd be driving around and we would pass a sign for Taco, like would pass a Taco Bell, and you would always say the same thing. You'd be like, I could murder me some Taco Bell right now. And then you would go through the whole menu.
Yeah.
But I love that it was very aggressive. Like, I could go in there and massacre some Taco Bell.
Yes.
I love Taco Bell, too.
I do, too.
And we're not getting paid right now by Taco Bell.
You don't tiptoe around Taco Bell. You do. You devour it. You do murder it.
Yes,
that's what it's there for, you know? Because it's going to murder you later.
Exactly.
I had an incision made in my body. That can be opened where you can just push the taco. Yeah. And the doctor said 50-50 chance you die from this operation.
But it's worth it.
And then the doctor said, is this so you can shove Taco Bell directly into your... And I said, yes. And he said, we've done many of these.
Yeah.
And I put it in with the wrapping. Doesn't matter.
Wow, with the wrapping.
Yeah.
You're savage.
I am savage.
You are. You're living on the edge.
The wrapping.
The wrapping.
Why don't you just unwrap it?
This is my Taco Bell port.
You might want to get an MRI.
Yeah.
Or get it checked
those
out.
Those things are expensive.
I don't know.
I've been in a lot of pain, but I'm not going to. Kaylee, I have a question. Did you do a lot of improv when you were studying acting or preparing, or did you just is this just you?
Never.
You're one of the best yes anders. You are just you
that's
just
sweet.
No, but you really are. That's you sweet. Like you're very fun and so I always thought, oh, Kaylee must have started out doing improv.
That
like
is
so many
so
people
nice.
I talk to.
That is so nice. No, I'm not like I'm not comedian. I didn't take that path. I never did improv. I took one acting class when I was 10 years old. Did I already tell this story? I feel like I probably did. Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And you know what? I've told so many stories so many times over.
Okay.
About my career in porno. So yeah. Everyone knows the story.
We do. We know that story very well.
Yeah.
No, I took one acting class when I was 10 years old and there was a bunch of kids my age and I had to do a scene and the acting teacher said to me in front of all my peers, you will not make it. She said, you are a pots and pans actor is what we call someone like you. I was 10. And what she meant by that was I was messy, not sophisticated. That was what she said to me. Mm-hmm. And I went home and I bawled my eyes out. I could cry. Cry now. It's really PTSD. And my mom, I said, I'm not going back to that class. And she goes, yeah, you're going to finish the class. I was like, please don't make me go back. I don't want to go back. She thinks I'm so bad. I suck. My mom made me go back. I ended up finishing the class. It was like a few months, whatever I had to do. I never took another class again. But that woman, literally said that to me. And from that point on, I've never forgotten that because I actually do think I am that kind of actor in a way. But in a way, I think that was like a good thing.
Yeah.
But she was not thinking that was a good thing.
Know, we had a couple people like Harrison Ford has come on here and had a similar experience with Jerry Tarkovsky. And then who else came? Do you want to name this woman? Tracy Ellis Ross.
Lindsay Porter.
Wow. I don't remember her name.
No, I just do.
You know, it's funny. We talk about these things because I always... a secret mission of mine in this podcast. Mostly it's just to have fun. But if I have a theme that I like to pursue, it's a little inspirational for people listening,
which is
it's good for people to hear from you that you were told no. And we've had so many people come in here who've had these incredible careers and they share these stories. And I think that's good for people to know that. It's good for people also to know that some of that insecurity and some of that doesn't go away later on.
Oh,
just because you've had a lot of success, it's still there.
That actually like drives me now because I laugh. I'm like, I am kind of like that. Like I have created my own way and that's completely fine. But I definitely was told that I was terrible a long, long time ago and that I would never make it. And that I wasn't sophisticated enough to like, you know.
And then, you know, it's interesting because you have this, you know, crazy success with Big Bang Theory. And I've heard you say that when that was over, you thought, well, I guess that's it. You know, people will see me on the street for the rest of my life and say, yeah. Oh, hi, Penny. How are you doing? And your career since then has been you shape-shifting in all these cool ways.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's like the flight attendant or like in role play, you do these things where you get to do light comedy, but also you get to be very serious or wounded or sort of put through the ringer. And you do that beautifully. And so
thank
now
you.
I feel like you've carved out this space where no one could say,
thank you.
You're, that's okay. We'll let you know, Miss Sitcom, when we
that's
need you.
So
but you know
sweet.
What I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I laugh. If I was known as Penny for the rest of my life, I'm more than fine with that. It was like one of the best experiences. It got me to where I am literally right now. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And I learned so much on that show and had a blast. Yeah, I kind of thought that too. I'm like, well, maybe I'll do sitcoms forever. And by the way, I love doing sitcoms. I love the schedule. I love an audience. So I had nothing against it. And then when I found Flight Attendant, I'm like, oh, maybe I could do this. Like people might, I don't know if they're going to believe I can do it, but I think I can do it. And then kind of created, I wanted to do that drama, but also bring in, I always have to add a little, you know, a little comedy in there. And we kind of turned it into that and kind of formed our own little tone. And that's what I've run with.
Yeah. You know? I was saying the same thing watching the movie that you just did, where I thought there are really fun, funny moments, but then there are also moments where I don't know, is someone getting killed right now?
Yeah.
And I love that that's the era that I think a whole generation has come up with.
Yeah.
Which is we don't, and there's so many amazing shows like Breaking Bad that could be hilariously funny and comical. Bryan Cranston in his tighty whities. Was, you know, yelling while his meth lab blows up. So many great comedy moments. And then some of the deepest pathos that I've seen, that's everywhere now. And
I know. It's so crazy. I can't believe how long I've been doing this. I mean, truly, I can't.
You're 77 years old.
I'm 77.
And I want to thank you for your service in the Korean War.
I'm 3,000 months old.
I think you were there. You were at the DMZ long before they had a gift shop. And God bless you for it.
I have been around.
The work you did to get Dwight Eisenhower elected puts you in rare company.
Really rare company. No, it's like, God, I've been doing this so long at this point now. I just want to work with people I love to work with. I want to have fun. I want to do jobs that are fun. I mean, dude, when I got heard I got to come back
on.
Did
you just call me dude?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Listen, I'm 3,000 months old, okay? I'm trying to get back with the young kids. We speak in months now. I was about to give you a compliment. Oh, are we? Just, you're getting a note. Am I fired?
For you to hand me this note.
Well, what was I supposed to do? I don't know am I supposed to? He looked at me then, like, give me that note.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I just got this note
right
from
now.
Adam Sachs. You're not coming across as very masculine. Why did you just notice that now? I did ask him to tell me, please, I want to look super masculine all the time.
How is that not a note every show that
all
we
right,
do?
That's just
every single recording, I would give
that's
you that.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're like a total dude. Sorry.
It wouldn't be great if I got notes constantly throughout.
Just constantly sliding across the table. What I just witnessed was appalling.
I know.
No, well, I like it. I love getting past
giving you a compliment.
You
guys are talking
but
over
can I say
here.
Something? Can I say something? Adam and Matt, they root against me.
Yeah, I know.
Which I think, and so they saw me getting this probably compliment.
And then they throw
and
that
then
over
they're yeah. you know, let's tell him he could, you know, butch it up a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, and
I was going to write, she's lying.
Yeah.
This is the funniest part of the interview.
Oh, my God.
I do want to bring something up, which is I am a dog lover.
You are a dog lover.
And a cat tolerator. We have two cats, but the cats, and I do love cats.
I know, cats
I grew
are
up
hysterical.
With a little cat when I was a kid. I asked my parents, could I have a cat? They let me have a cat, even though we were six kids and it was madness in the house. My parents were nice enough to drive me to the animal shelter, and I got a little white cat. That I named Pebbles.
Obviously.
And was ridiculed for years. But that was my cat. Big part of my life. Now we have two cats that live with us. And they just don't like me.
No, I know. It's so frustrating.
And they are so affectionate with my wife. They're like crawling all over her and looking at me. And every now and then, even though it's hard because they just have paws, they'll give me the finger.
Yeah. Cats know.
They know.
They do.
They know. Cats know.
Yeah.
Screw you. Yeah. But we also have, we have had a succession of dogs. I love dogs.
Oh, what do you have now?
We have a golden, and his name is Loki. And our kids named him when he was a puppy because he was mischievous. And they said, oh, that's the Norse god
of. Oh, my gosh.
And he's lived up to his name, but he is pretty much all we talk about in the house.
I
and I have two kids who are fascinating, multidimensional people. But I come home and I'm like, what did Loki do today?
Know.
And it's all we talk about.
I know.
But I know this
too.
Is a big part of your life.
Huge. First of all, I would love to send you, I just came out with a pet line, so I want to send you all of our products.
What's the pet line?
It is all eco-friendly dog products. And it's, we're doing shampoos, we're doing snacks, that's coming out soon. We're doing wipes for the paws. We're doing teeth cleaning, a bunch of different things.
Because the food makes a big difference.
I know.
Like, that's another thing too is, you know, I grew up a long time ago and no one thought about this. It was just, you know, you just, here's the dog chow.
I know.
And you would just put things in their bowl and then you realize
how
much of a difference it makes.
I know. It really does. No, I'm excited about it. I mean, obviously, anyone that knows me, I'm a huge animal lover. We have 5 dogs right now.
You have 5?
Yes, that's all we talk about. We talk about our dogs more than we talk about our kid.
Yeah.
She's like Mowgli.
Yeah.
She literally thinks she's, I'm not joking. What's weird is like, she doesn't notice when they crawl on her. Like, I almost think there's like, she is sociopathic. Like, she's like one of them. She never notices them because they've always just been there.
Right.
Like she just sits there and they sit with her and there's no difference. It's like she's a baby wolf.
But I think that could be really good. Yeah. She'll probably never stand.
You know, by the way, refuses.
She'll run through the woods on all fours.
We're jumping all over the place, but
that's okay.
My child will not stand or crawl or do anything that requires any effort whatsoever.
Yeah. Mm.
But if she's in her walker, she's like a Ferrari around the house, but doesn't want to do any effort other than that.
Right.
Won't stand, won't do anything. Should I be concerned?
I'm jealous because ours was early to the point of like she was like a Roomba that just had to get out of the house and create havoc.
Oh,
and
my God. How many months when she was crawling?
1. I mean, she just fell early. No, I'm kidding. It was
she crawled out.
She did.
She crawled
she did
out
with
of your
a
wife.
On.
Yeah. She walked out, standing out of your wife, tipped a cap, and said, "Top of the morning to y'all."
She's been early with everything, but in a kind of like she's just too clever.
Gosh.
She's too clever.
So I would say, don't worry. I mean, you take this however you want. I was very late to stand. I was a very late to stand and talk.
Be worried.
Very late.
How late?
Uh-oh. 1992.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
How many
I remember it was
you?
Towards the end of Cheers. I was 9,600 months. No, I was in my 30s and I stood and said, "Now that's a sitcom."
You walked out on the late night show in a walker.
One of the baby walkers.
Adult baby walker.
Yeah, one of those little things that you're suspended.
And a bouncy thing.
But you know, it's good because I had a Zweibex cookies and orange juice on the little trays around me in the circle.
Yeah.
And I was like, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm taking over for Letterman. Hey, look, a cookie. Chomp, chomp.
Wow. Well, I won't be worried then.
No,
she's
don't worry about
plenty
it.
Plenty of time.
Also, there are all those stories about, you know, Einstein, you know, all the great people, including myself.
Didn't walk till they were 19.
I'm Einstein.
People do compare you to Einstein.
I get that a lot.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah. Huh. Well, just about aging poorly.
Okay, right.
Nothing about intellect. Aging poorly, and I own some land in Princeton, New Jersey.
Sure.
That's about it.
Oh my God, you guys are ruining my Botox again. So, it's like last time. I should have gone tomorrow, not yesterday. And I knew it.
I hear
and
all
I
this
like,
cracking.
Yeah.
It sounds
this
like
isn't even my thing.
Tectonic plates are cracking. I'm gonna start getting shit done.
Are
I gotta
you?
Get some shit done. This eye vein under my eye has to go.
No.
It's gotta go.
I love you just the way you are.
I was looking at
that's not what the note you just passed.
Yeah.
That's true.
It says aging badly.
Yes.
On that note, he's about
I'm going to say something different to make myself look good, but read this note.
Oh, my God.
Tell me the name of your line, because I want to get the word out.
Oh, Norman.
And, Norman. Yes, I know this because that's named after your late dog.
Yes. So my beloved dog, Norman, died a few years ago, but I had him for 14 years and I named my production company after him, too. So it's Yes, Norman Productions. And then Oh, Norman is the pet line. Aww. I know. So it's in his name.
Well,
we love our dogs.
Well, a friend of mine, I have a really good friend, Charlotte Bain, and she's very knowledgeable about dogs. And she was talking to me about Oh, Norman a while ago.
Really?
Yeah. She has a website called The Baroo that is all things dogs. But every day she's at our house talking to us because she helps us take care of our, we had two, aww, one of them passed, but I think we're getting another dog too.
Because
I just have to.
It's like,
I love just, I'd also, I think it's because I grew up as one of six kids and my grandmother lived with us and there were animals around. There was just chaos. And my family unit is much smaller. There's four of us. One's away at college. And so I just want more.
I know.
I love it when the dog's running through the room, a yes, cat's jumping, yes, on the chandelier.
Yes.
My wife's swinging a broom at me.
Yes.
I don't know why she's holding a broom. I've never seen her use a broom.
Yes. Do you guys have a broom?
We bought a broom just so she could swing it at
me. She could swing it at you.
Yeah.
No, it's so true, though. We had two friends over the other night, and, you know, we have five dogs, obviously, and a baby, and they were laughing. They're like, this is the best place ever. You sit down, there's a dog on you, or a baby, or one's running across. I mean, it's total insanity, but you get to have something in your arms when you're at our house. Our house is absolutely crazy, but it would be weird if it wasn't. That's how I grew up, too, and so did Tom.
Yeah, I think I'm uncomfortable when things are too quiet and too sane. My wife grew up very differently, and so she's always quietly in the corner making herself. I mean, I grew up around people that were just constantly eating giant pork chops and throwing the bones at each other. There was just, and I've told this story too many times, my mother once tried to get us all to quiet down by tossing a potato through the center
of
the kitchen.
God, that's
and
the
it
best.
Went through the window, and the neighbors just heard yelling, and then a potato came out the window.
Amazing.
And so that's the kind of
metaphor there.
I know, it's so crazy. And my mother, of course, a very accomplished woman who very much wanted us to behave like we are lace curtain Irish. We are high class Irish and we are not going to crash.
There goes
potato goes out the window.
Potato.
But now I'm living with this person who's always in the corner. And she's very beautiful and she's making herself a little broth. She's boiled some hot water and she's pouring it over some basil leaves because she read somewhere that can be good for the skin of the knuckle. And she's
of a
like,
knuckle.
Whatever.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
I read somewhere. So this warming and I'm like, I just want to drink some mead and chew on a ham then jump through a window and whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely
You've
know what
seen
I mean.
Me. I'm a big,
yes,
I'm
seen,
a big monster.
I've seen you when you're unhinged and it is, you know, you usually have good self-control, but sometimes when you're like, I'm just going to eat whatever, it's insane.
I'm one of those people who... someone recently told me, I was talking to some doctor and he said, oh yes, we know, I know what you are. You're all or nothing. And that is what I am. I'm all or nothing.
So I feel that.
If you told me tomorrow, there's something I have to do in 3 months. And so I can't eat for 3 months and I have to work out all the time to do this, but it's important that you do it for this reason. I could do that.
Yep.
But the minute it was done, I have to then go equally hard the other way. To an insane degree. So you've seen me truly lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Put one pizza in between two other pizzas and eat all three pizzas like that's a sandwich.
The pizza sandwich.
Yeah,
you love that. That's good.
It's very healthy for you too, apparently.
Is it healthy?
No,
I totally understand the all or nothing. I'm the same way. Black or white. I mean, literally working on this in therapy, trying to find the gray in life,
which
I never have been able to do.
You and I are similar in that we both really like to work.
Oh,
you love to work.
I do. I really do
love
to work. But
now you're probably finding, when you dip your toe in that other pond of, especially having a child.
Nope, still want to go to work. Right. Ready to go to work right now. Ready to head to set. Okay. Right this second.
Wow.
If anyone wants to hire me right now, I'll just head on over. I don't need to go back home.
I'm just writing this down. No maternal feelings. Is there a way
don't
you can
call
add
me Mama.
Eduardo, can you add maternal feelings? Yeah, all today we've heard is, I just want to work. And if one person refers to me being a mother, they're dead. Dead!
You're right. This has been very eye-opening even for me.
You need a lot of help.
I know. I'm concerned.
And then you said, my daughter just hangs out with the dogs. And they're all the same. I don't know which is the dog and which is the daughter.
Okay.
You're a sick, dangerously sick person.
I am. I have learned a lot about myself today.
Well, if we've accomplished nothing else, I think we just saved a child.
I think it's
from a monster. Child Services is waiting for you.
I know. They really are.
They should be out there
CPS
waiting for you
waiting
as you come
for
out.
Me. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there won't see my car because I parked in the lot.
That's why. Guess what?
Miles away.
I bet you that's why you hid your car. Yeah. You thought
CPS?
This might be a sting operation.
CPS is following me.
Kaylee, just park right here. It's fine. Conan's not leaving. He works here. No. I should probably park it underneath those bushes over there.
And then cover it with a bunch
Why'd you cover it with twigs, Kaylee?
I'll be laying low for a while. You guys won't hear from me for a little while. Gotta lay low.
Well, you are the dictionary definition of a delight. You really are.
So, can I give you the compliment I was going to give you before I was rudely interrupted by everyone?
We are out of time. Okay, go ahead.
I'm getting a note now. No. Conan, take a shower. Stink.
No, I was going to say, when you guys asked me to come back, I was so touched, so honored to come be a second time arrival. And I couldn't wait because you, from one of the first talk shows I ever did, you were so, look, it's scary to do that sort of thing when you're new. And you were so amazing. And you made me laugh so hard. And I told someone after, someone on my team, I said, he's one of those that saves you. Oh, I'm like, he's nice. A saver. So if you start to, maybe you're missing, you dive in and no one ever knows and you save the day and you say something funny or you do something that no one realizes there was a lag. And that is such a nice thing. And so coming here is like a part, I couldn't wait.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say, but you know what? No one needs less saving.
I'll tell you that right now. Thank you.
There are people that are in my life who've needed saving, and I do like to help people who need help in that moment. But good God, you do not need any help.
You're very sweet. This is such a fun room. Also, my fiance sent a video to you, and he wants you to watch it because he's a big fan.
Oh, that's so nice.
I was going to have him come. He says hi, and he's just a big fan.
We got to hang sometime. Suddenly you're busy, aren't you? Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
We should hang sometime. And you know what? I've never seen the light go out of someone's eyes so quickly. It's like I asked you for a kidney.
Did you
have that on tape?
Yeah.
Oh my God, please get the video. You will see a soul leave a body. I can't understand why someone with a 9-month-old and 19 dogs wouldn't want to hang.
10 months today.
We'll see.
10 months.
Like, you know her birthday.
I don't. I Googled it before I walked in because I knew you guys would ask.
I've got to Google my child's name.
What's her name?
Well, tell your husband, I would love to, your fiance, I would love to hang with him or meet him or whatever.
That's so nice. But, he would love to meet you too. He loves you.
Well, role play, really good.
Thank you.
It's on Prime Video. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about the first time I went over and taped a bit over on the Big Bang set.
Yes.
And you guys were all there.
Yes.
And because I was next door. And I remember thinking, this is like the number one show on television. And you could expect a set like that to be tense and weird. And you were it was just a group of nice people.
Yeah.
And I thought, something's very wrong.
Yeah.
You're suspicious.
I went back to my set and created the sort of creepy tension that I think you need.
Yeah.
For really good.
But it worked out well for you.
Yeah, Kaylee, we absolutely adore you.
Love you.
Come
guys.
Back here anytime.
This was like a joy for me today. I couldn't wait to get here.
And I can't wait to hang out with
you
and your fiance.
I gotta head out now. It's gonna take 4 miles for me to walk to get to my car, so I gotta head out now. I need a Gatorade. Can you send me with a sandwich?
Yes, we'll send you with a sandwich.
Because it's a long walk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pack a cooler.
Thank you.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Okay, you freaks, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, and delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Right,
yeah,
guys?
That's what I think about all the time.
That's all I think about. I'm a real whiz. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. It just does.
Yeah.
Words.
So to reduce, what's that?
Words.
Yeah, exactly. That helped. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. You knew where I was going with this, right?
Yeah, I do. Please tell us what NetSuite is.
I shall. NetSuite's the number one cloud financial system. It brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one, count them, one platform and one source of truth.
Yeah.
By bringing all your major business processes into one platform, you will not only improve efficiency, you'll also cut costs. Yep. NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessible from anywhere. That's why they call it the cloud. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. If you're not doing it, you should too. Hey, so do the math. That sounds aggressive. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Wow. Head to netsuite.com/Conan. netsuite.com/Conan. One more time if you weren't listening. netsuite.com/Conan.
Hey guys, it's time for the third act segment, and we don't have an idea for this segment. There's literally nothing that we can think of to talk about.
We've given it absolutely no thought.
I know. Usually I come up with so many ideas.
Oh, so not.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, my kids went to sleep. My kids woke up. My kids ate something.
It's all about my kids these days. I have nothing else going on. I don't know what else is happening.
All right, we'll get back to us in 20 years, you know?
What?
I'm just saying, then they'll be doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Well, they do cool stuff now.
No, I mean when they're hitting the clubs and...
I'm not going to talk to you about when they're hitting the clubs.
Anyway.
You can't live vicariously through my kids.
I want to know what it's like to be young and cool.
In 20 years, you're going to be 80.
Have you ever once hit a club?
I've never hit a club.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Never once in my life.
Yeah. Sona?
Yeah.
Big
yes.
club hitter?
I was. I loved the clubs.
Yeah.
You actually, Sona tore it up back in the day.
I know, that's what I hear.
We've talked about
I mean, they
about
weren't
this.
Expensive clubs. They were, you
Excuse
know,
you.
Price
you
club?
We know people. We got into places. We were cool.
What do you mean? What's a good place that you went?
What do you do? Like, I would say something and you would even know if it was cool or not.
What was it? Club Fantastique? Was it?
Club
was
Geronimo?
Was it Club Cacao?
Club Cacao?
Did you go to Mud Room? Did you go to, you know, Giacomo Joe's? Uh-huh. Where did you go?
Keep going. What else? What other clubs do you know?
Oily Sam's?
Yeah. What about Flop House, which was a German club?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to all of those places. Places where you guys would stand across the street just like staring at the people going.
Yeah.
And pleasuring ourselves. with our clothes on. I meant with our clothes on. Just wearing bulky parkas, but just rubbing our chestal areas.
Yeah.
No. I had no club life. You
didn't like dancing? Don't you like dancing?
No, I never went dancing. No.
A club, the thought of an like after hours thumping Hollywood nightclub gives me so much anxiety.
When I see it in movies, it's upsetting to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I need to yap. I need to talk to people. And my only weapon was my spiel.
Oh, yeah.
And so the idea that you would take that away with loud club music?
No, you would. Also, you have money that you could get a nice table in the middle of the dance floor.
No, now I do, but for years I didn't.
Oh, I guess.
For years I was, you know, driving a 77 Isuzu Opel and wearing clothes that I had worn in high school that I had stolen from my brother Luke.
You
and then I'm going to be in the, and you know, like waiting for my skin to clear up. I'm going to be... And, you know,
you and Greg and Rodman, and you guys never just like went out and
if
were
you
like,
ever, yeah, if you ever want to know what the opposite of Entourage was, like literally the negative image of Entourage, it was my posse in the late 80s. Is there a gluten-free bun?
The opposite of Entourage.
Absolute fucking opposite. There was a place here in LA when we first moved out here called Flaky Jake's.
Oh, I remember that place.
And
it was a restaurant too.
Yeah, it was
right?
a restaurant, but what you did is you got like a tray and you built, and my friend Greg figured out, he was like, we got to go to Flaky Jake's, because he figured out you could just buy the hamburger bun for like 30 cents, and then you could take it through the salad bar and just pour a salad in between the two buns and make a sandwich that cost basically 35 cents that was made of stuff at a salad bar. And he would eat it and just be like, man, we got the system beat. Oh. And this was my wingman.
Yeah.
This was my wingman. That's hey, ladies, who wants to go out? You want to go out to dinner? Sure, you guys seem cool. We'll go out to dinner with you. All right, we're going to Flaky Jake's. And dinner is on us. There's two of you, so that's 60 cents. Greg gets one bun, I get the other bun. Who wants ranch? Now, who wants French on top of ranch? Now, who wants croutons on a bun? No, who wants coleslaw on that?
Oh, my God.
Insane.
You know what? All the same, I would way rather do that than go to a club.
I like letting loose. I like just going someplace and just like having drinks with my friends and just like letting loose. Mm. It was nice. I had a lot of fun.
But also, you're a very uninhibited person. Like you were, and this is not, but you were someone who you could meet a fella and then be making out with him on the dance floor and there was no problem.
Sure. Yeah.
You weren't afraid of a little PDF, you know?
PDA. PDF is a document.
What I'm saying is you were not afraid to call up a document on your screen in a loud club with a guy you don't really know.
Oh, my God. You weren't afraid of a little Microsoft X, were you? You had some time for a Pages doc or, let's say, an Adobe Photoshop JPEG on a hot night, maybe even a GIF. Woo!
I did.
That's
I had
how
no
unfamiliar I am with a PDA, is that I call it a PDF.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is used to come back, you know, when in the early days when you would come back with stories.
Yeah.
And I'd be listening like they were ghost stories. Mm. I was like, oh my goodness. I actually put on pearls so I could clutch them. Oh my.
No, you're right. I think, you and I are different that way.
Right. That you enjoyed life.
No, it's that, you're a lot more, just like.
Well, those are just noises. You're not saying words.
No, but I mean,
Yeah.
You're a lot more buttoned up than I am.
Yes.
Which is, I think, good.
Oh,
I think
come on.
I was a little too much to the extreme.
You were a little extreme, but also I had my time. Let's just say I had my time.
Okay, you PDF'd.
At Flaky Jake's. You brought a PDF to
no,
Flaky Jake's.
No, post Flaky Jake's. There was a period where I briefly got it together.
Okay.
It was basically during the first George Bush administration.
I see.
All right.
Leading into the early Clinton administration.
Okay, see?
Let's just say I was quite a,
Do you have a nickname?
My definition of got it together is probably different from yours.
Yeah. No, but still, you went outside your comfort zone.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did they call you in that period?
They called me the Red Rooster.
God. It's not sexy. No, that's not sexy. Good. Red Rooster. Yeah. No, that's not sexy. It's okay.
Why not just like the cock?
Ugh, that's too obvious. It's just too.
There was a writer
on
the
nose. What? Matt.
I'm talking about the genitals.
No, there was
okay. All right. No, then that's okay.
There was a writer on our staff once who was sort of bragging about how he was quite the ladies' man back in the day. And I said, yeah, they called you Jack Fuck. Because I just thought it was such a ridiculous, man, what are you, Jack Fuck? What a ridiculous nickname for a ladies' man to have.
Oh, God. I just love that you think they have to have a nickname.
Yeah. Shout out to Flaky Jake's. You think they're still in the business?
No, but there is an abandoned Flaky Jake's, I think, in like off the 60 freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it's haunted. I bet ghosts are making sandwiches for 60 cents. We're getting away with murder. Well, anyway, I think we got to get going.
Let's hit the clubs.
Let's hit the clubs.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering and mixing by Eduardo Perez and Brendan Burns. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.